Here with me in this interview is Dale Proffitt. He is a member of the Ohio Soybean Council, and he's the chairman of their new uses committee. And Dale, first of all, why don't you tell me a little bit about soybean involvement here at this Department of Defense bio-based products event?
Well, I was invited to come and observe, and the common theme is that the Defense Department would like to have 20% of their inputs bio-based by the year 2012, as I understand it. And there's just a showcase of different products and materials that is available now, and of course there'll be more in the future.
What does the soybean growing industry have on display here? What kinds of products for the Department of Defense procurement officers to look for?
Number one is, of course, biofuels, which B20 or B100, which is a soy oil-based petroleum substitute. Our own council has funded research work and has now come to fruition when it comes to soya toners for copiers and things like that. We have solvents that don't have the emission problems that some of the petroleum-based solvents have, and different offsprings of each of those, which is useful and it's bio-based.
What are the attributes of these bio-based products that make them desirable for these purchasing officers?
Number one, they're bio-based. Number two, they don't have the residue and effluent problems. Our soy-based things are readily go back into the environment with no adverse problems.
What can you tell them about these products in terms of, you know, how they compare with other items of a similar nature, both for, you know, how well they perform or and also for cost? I'm sure cost is important as well.
Of course, beans, we're in United States of America and we're very cost conscious. These products have to be cost effective. They need to be environmentally friendly, and they need to be able to adapt to the situations that is presently at hand.
Well, and I guess we also ought to mention that, you know, these are coming from agricultural commodities that are produced by farmers here in the United States. So when you purchase from bio-based products, in essence, you're also helping Americans' farmers.
That's right, and that's why I'm here, because I am a farmer and I've seen some of the research go into these products, and we're just now starting to see some results that can be put into the economy that is cost-effective, environmentally friendly, and meets those criteria that we think needs to be presented.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dale Proffitt, New Uses Committee Chairman for the Ohio Soybean Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.